separate freestanding thing.
Wardrobe. I've heard people say shift robe or something like that, I believe. But I don't know whether, I'm really not sure of the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a wardrobe. Of course, we don't use it anymore. It's upstairs in my bedroom.
Use it for looks?
Well, put some old clothes in there.
Okay. All these things that we've been talking about, chairs and couches and dresses, all that, one word for that would be?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. These things you have to block out the light, hanging over the window. What would you call them?
Draperies or curtains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You familiar with anything that you could put on the window? Usually on rollers. Pull down.
Shades. Yeah.
You know about something that's usually white and slatted. You can adjust them to regulate the amount of light.
I was trying to think of, there should be some up there. I guess maybe I took them down, the aluminum blast.
Aluminum
blast? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a room lighting underneath the top of the house that you might use for storage area?
You were talking about what would be the attic, but we don't put anything mm-hmm. in the attic, though. So.
There's one in your house, huh?
Yes, it is small.
Okay. And, of course, the room that you cook in, you just call that
the kitchen.
Yeah. Around here, have you ever seen any houses where the kitchen was built away from the main house? Maybe older houses?
No, I've heard of them, but I've never seen them.
Okay. Do you have a name for a little room that might be right off the kitchen? Where a woman might keep candles.
Yeah, you mean the pantry or larder? About four or five other words for it, I suppose.
You ever heard of safe?
I believe I have. Mm-hmm. I gave a test in my eighth grade English class of synonyms, and I had to get three or four synonyms for a pantry. So I saw some in there I wasn't even familiar with myself. Mm-hmm. I never heard of.
Kitchen closet, you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pantry is prevalent and usage around here.
Okay. What would you call a lot of old, really worthless things, like broken chairs and things like that that you really don't need anymore, but you just keep around maybe for sentimental value?
Junk.
Okay.
Junk.
All right. You ever heard of people setting aside a room in the house? Or would they have any place at all where they'd keep that?
No, I haven't heard of that. Most people store their things of maybe just sentimental value in an outdoor storage area, maybe in a garage, maybe in a closet, one special closet that's set aside for it. Some, I think, may even keep them in just a big old trunk,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Foot locker or something.
Yeah. You ever heard of junk room?
Seems like I've heard that expression, but not we don't use it that much.
Mm-hmm. So really no particular area you're keeping that kind of thing?
No.
Okay. I asked about this expression.
Well, we keep it in the garage.
Yeah.
Here, when they get ready to get rid of junk or something, they have garage sales.
Right. Okay. This expression, say when a woman gets up in the morning and she goes around the house, maybe dusting a little or straightening something, what would you say she's doing?
Cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard any other way of putting that?
People say tidying up, dusting.
Mm-hmm.